Control of Patient Information Regulations 2002, also known as COPI, and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006. This is an audio recording of the fourth infographic in a series of five. These have been created by UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration, who we'll refer to as UK LLC from now on. The series has been co-produced with the UK LLC Public Advisory Group, with input from UK LLC Partner Studies. They are designed to help longitudinal population study participants understand how the law applies to the use of their longitudinal population study data. Longitudinal population study participants are people who choose to join a study. Their personal data is collected over periods of time for the purposes of research for the benefit of the public. For example, this could mean filling out questionnaires or attending clinics for measurements such as height, weight, or providing blood samples. A highlighted summary box explains that COPI Regulations 2002 and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006 allow the common law duty of confidentiality to be temporarily lifted. This enables confidential patient data to be used for research in the public interest, where collecting consent is not possible. Against a dark blue background, the infographic shows three representative photographs. These are of longitudinal population study participants of various ages, genders, and ethnicities. Each one is quoted answering the following question. I'm a longitudinal population study participant. What are the key points of Section 251? The first person says, the use of my confidential patient data is subject to approval from an NHS Research Ethics Committee. The second person says, our confidential patient data can be used in times of a major health crisis or for research in the public interest where consent is not possible. An example of a major health crisis is the coronavirus pandemic. The third person says, to use Section 251, my longitudinal population study would need to provide me with transparent information about this change and allow me to opt out. The next subheading states that where collecting consent is not possible, some longitudinal population studies use COPI regulations and/or Section 251 to 1. Improve research equity, fairness and transparency. 2. Enable research in rarer outcomes and medical conditions. 3. Provide a faster research response in times of crisis. The infographic finishes with a black footer box with white text stating that this information is correct at the time of publication, version 1 in July 2024. If you have any questions about how your data is making a difference to research, you can contact your study team directly. Also in this footer are the logos of the University of Edinburgh and the University of Bristol as the institutions that run UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration. Beneath them are the logos of the funders, UK Research and Innovation, the Medical Research Council, and the Economic and Social Research Council. This infographic series was funded by UK Health Data Research Alliance, Medical Research Council, and Health Data Research UK. This was an audio recording of the fourth infographic in a series of five. They are designed to help longitudinal population study participants understand how the law applies to the use of their longitudinal population study data. The other infographics cover UK data protection laws, the Digital Economy Act 2017, and Common Law Duty of Confidentiality. The final infographic provides a summary detailing a key message from individual laws and legal principles detailed in the series.